It is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's a Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. And joining us here today, the Administrative Director of the Center for Wound Healing at FHN, Dr. Roland Tolliver, is with us here today. Dr. Tolliver, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for being here. It's always great to talk to you. Give me an overview again why someone would want to or be needing to visit the Center for Wound Healing at FHN.
Well, Scott, we are a specialty center as part of FHN that what we do is we take care of chronic and even current wounds that are showing a failure to heal. The majority of these patients have either issues with diabetes or they have peripheral vascular disease, which means they're not getting adequate blood flow to their extremities. They can be patients that have had trauma where there's an open wound, surgical wounds that are failing to heal, and pressure ulcers. In addition to, we've had patients that have had cancer treatments that have had burns or what's called radionecrosis, which is an area where maybe, say, in the jaw, the cancer treatment has led to some weakening of the bone and the tissue, and these are things that we can also treat.
And when you talk about treatments at the Center for Wound Healing, what types of treatments are available there for what kinds of wounds?
Most people, when they think of the wound center, they think of the hyperbaric oxygen chambers, which we do have two of those. The hyperbaric oxygen is an adjunct to a lot of the therapies that we do. What this does is it increases the tension in the tissue, and by increasing the atmospheric pressure, it will allow the oxygen that's set at 100% to penetrate into the skin and through the tissue better. It does several things. It causes what's called angiogenesis, which allows new blood vessels to develop. It will help to kill some types of bacteria, especially those that basically live without oxygen. By increasing the amount of oxygen, it decreases the amount of infection that can be there. We can treat everything from bone infection, which is called osteomyelitis, to diabetic foot infections, lower extremity infections that are due to vascular disease. And in addition to that, it's also very beneficial. Even in some cases, we've had to treat frostbite with the hyperbaric oxygen. The other treatments that we have available, we have our basic wound care, which is debridement or removal of what's called the infected or non-viable tissue. We can also do different types of skin grafting, everything from grafts that are from the placenta to the umbilical cord to actual organ-donated skin tissue that is a newer treatment we've been doing in the last 6 months or so that has shown exciting and excellent progress for patients that have had very recalcitrant or ulcers that have had difficulty healing.
We're talking to Dr. Tolliver. He's the Administrative Director of the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. And Doc, I think many people don't realize and don't appreciate the fact that you have these hyperbaric chambers there. And nobody else does.
Not locally, no. Yeah, we're for a rural community hospital, we actually have something that very, very few clinics have in or hospitals in the area. There are hyperbaric chambers in Rockford, but we've received referrals all the way from UW-Madison for patients that have required hyperbaric treatments. That's something that is very exciting. We've been doing this for 8 years now, and we've had excellent improvement. And right now, we've got probably more people diving than we've had at any one time in the 8 years that we've been open.
Yeah, that's what you call when you have the treatment. That's what you call is they dive is what you're talking about. Diabetes, I know next month is November, National Diabetes Month. Mm-hmm. Talk about a little bit about that in terms of the oftentimes diabetic patients have wounds, difficult to heal. Talk about that entire process.
Well, the entire process, the first things we probably should look at is the fact that the prevalence of diabetes in our country is nearing 35 million people, which is approximately 10% of the population. And a lot of these patients that are pre-diabetic are leading towards that. And what diabetes does is several things. The triad that we kind of look at with diabetes is we look at the eyes, kidneys, and we look at the feet. The reason why the feet are so essential, and especially in our case, treating wounds, is the fact that a number of these patients, probably the majority of them, end up developing what's called diabetic neuropathy. Neuropathy is a condition where you lose sensation to your feet can also occur to the hands, and it can be the lower legs, but it starts at the feet because it's the farthest from the heart, so the circulation isn't as good as it would be in other parts of the body. So with the neuropathy, what that does then is it causes the body to lose protective sensation. There's a excellent book out from years ago called The Gift of Pain. Pain is actually our body's sensor that something's wrong. If we lose that sensor, it'd be kind of like our oil light in our car not working, and we run out of oil and our engine freezes up. In this case, what happens is with the loss of protective sensation to the feet, we could step on something, we could have chronic trauma from the shoes rubbing wrong. I've had patients that have had things in their shoes and not even realized it until an open wound has formed. You know, my worst case scenario was I did have a patient once that walked around for probably a week or so, didn't come in until she saw the open sore on the bottom of her foot and found that she had a jack in her shoe that her granddaughter had dropped in there, and the loss of sensation was so severe that she couldn't even feel that she was walking on that. Now, you or I, if we stepped on something, we would know that there's something wrong and take it out of our shoe. But anytime there's a callus or a corn or any type of open wound or even an ingrown toenail, any of these things, if we don't have the normal protective sensation, can lead to infection and can lead to ulcerations, which can cause difficulty in healing because with the loss of protective sensation also, it affects the body's ability to create normal blood supply to the area and normally heal the wound like it would if, say, you or I had a scratch or a cut.
Doc, other than, of course, the diabetic ulcers that we're talking about here, what are the other types of wounds that can benefit from treatments at the wound center?
We see everything from surgical site ulcers that are developed because, say, the wound opened up or dehisced. We've got patients that have had trauma from either auto accidents. We've had patients that have had trauma from cutting wood and the wood flip back and open up a wound on the leg. Everything from patients that have peripheral vascular disease and the ulcers break down. Venous stasis is another very common one, and where the blood flow gets down to the legs but it doesn't get back out properly. You get inadequate amount of the reflux of the blood getting back towards the heart, and the legs swell up, and then the ulcers can develop because the skin starts to break down because that fluid is trying to find a way out. We get patients that have had basic wounds from, like I said before, cancer treatments that have caused necrosis. Burns have been another fairly common one that we've seen, in addition to this getting to be this time of the year. Unfortunately, we do get patients with frostbite occasionally that require treatment.
We're talking to Dr. Tolliver. He's Administrative Director of the Center for Wound Healing. And Doc, you do have an upcoming open house to take a look at the state-of-the-art center, which does include, which again, many people don't realize, the hyperbaric chambers. Open house a week from tomorrow. Tell us about this.
Yes, we're going to have an open house. We're trying to basically not only thank patients that have come through our center, but to inform patients and just the general population of what we do. Our open house is at the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. We're at the Specialty Care Clinic at 1036 West Stevenson Street. We are on the second floor. The open house will be Wednesday, November 7th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., and everybody's welcome. There will be refreshments, and there will be some giveaways provided at the open house, and if patients have questions, they can either call the Wound Center at 815-599-7410, or they can go to fhn.org. There have been notices in the paper as well, and also the monthly flyer that the hospital sends out had information on it.
All right, Doc, again, it's coming up. It's 1 week from tomorrow. Put this on your calendar. It begins at 5:30 until 7. It's at the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. To learn about their advanced care options, which includes that hyperbaric chamber and more, tour the facility, meet the experts, including Dr. Tolliver as well, at the open house, and they want you back to healthy life in the shortest period of time. Doc, it's always great to talk to you, and always great information. It's always exciting, and it's just very impressive that you continue to work and have such great success there at the Wound Healing Center. Thanks a lot. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Scott, and you have a good day.
All right, Dr. Roland Tolliver here today, Administrative Director of the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.